clear that he was a man who lived his life for others. That videotape taken by a bystander has revealed to white America what black America has witnessed for centuries. Racially driven excessive force applied by a police officer who view black citizens as something less than human. That video doesn't lie, and the whole world is watching. George Floyd was not resisting arrest. He was resisting strangulation. And while a police officer who pressed his knee into Mr. Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes has been arrested and charged with murder and manslaughter, the three other officers who stood by and did absolutely nothing to save his life must be charged as accessories to murder. As well as the medic who showed up and did absolutely nothing to save that man's life. George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, Eric Garner, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, the list of broken black bodies at the hands of local law enforcement keeps growing. And the hate and systemic racism that allows this violence to keep happening has never fully been confronted. We need full Justice Department patterns and practice and civil rights investigation in Minneapolis. And I hope they result in the same kind of sweeping consent decree that we achieved in Ferguson. Let me ask a question. Where is the Obama administration's 21st century policing policy that he left with this administration 5 years ago? Where is it? It has not been implemented. Unless white America finally sees us and respects us and is willing to mutually recognize our humanity as black people as much as their own, our country will never heal. Our future will never progress. Humanity and society will never move forward unless you understand our humanity. Respect us like you demand of yourself. The question to my white brothers and sisters is just that. When do the promises of the liberty and the pursuit of happiness apply equally to people who look like me instead of just people who look like you? And I want to speak directly to my white allies in the progressive movement who regularly expect black leaders to stand with you to advance your agenda. Will you stand with us now? Will you make a difference in this country and face this evil in its entirety? Face it and let's attack it. You know, black Americans are sick and tired of being systemically deprived of humanity and dignity by a deeply ingrained culture of racially driven excessive force by some police officers who repeatedly make it clear that some lives are worth less than other lives in this country. But it's an ugly, inescapable truth that every American needs to hear and then commit to change. If George Floyd had been white, would he have died on the street like an animal begging for mercy while he struggled to breathe?
No way.
You already know the answer. America, Let me ask you to recognize our humanity. Recognize us as equal to anyone else. And I hope that the pain we feel today can lead us to a future where systemic racism is replaced by universal respect and equality for all. Thank you very much.